something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Through prayer, your spiritual eyes are open and you know what to do. Through prayer, we are transported. Now, you remember when the Word of God says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. You know that. Now, the word fellowship is a Greek word, is from a Greek word koinonia. It means partnership, fellowship, togetherness. But there's a remote synonym to it, and it is communication that leads into a better word, which is transportation. In other words, you can read it in, fill it in, and say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the transportation of the Holy Ghost. Many of us have not majored on the transportation of the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, in these last days, we are going to witness tremendous levels of transportations in the Spirit like we never saw before. Hallelujah. We read in the book of Acts and we find Philip transported of the Holy Ghost. In fact, the man was moved physically. But beyond that, we can be transported in the Spirit. And while you're here, the Spirit of God transports you to some other nation. And you can accomplish divine tasks. This is what the Spirit of God wants us to do. But too many of us are too weak to pray. We say three words and we stop. And one of the reasons is too many Christians in today's world that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. And I wonder why. As we witnessed to people years ago, right after you received Christ into your heart, the next moment is receive the Holy Ghost. That's the next thing we're talking about. We don't even tell you go home and come back. Because we always thought if you went home, you won't have the power to stand anything. The earlier you receive the Holy Ghost, the better for you. How can anybody expect to live the true, authentic Christian life without the Holy Ghost? It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. And we have to understand that having the Holy Ghost has nothing to do with Pentecost. Because sometimes you ask people, do you have the Holy Ghost? And they say, well, I'm not a Pentecostal. What do you mean Pentecostal? You don't have anything to do with Pentecost. Pentecost has nothing to do with Christianity. For your information. The only two places Pentecost is mentioned in the Bible, one time, it says when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Had nothing to do with the Christians. It was a Jewish feast, not a Christian feast. The next time, Paul said what he was going to do at Pentecost, because he wanted to get to Jerusalem. That's all. So Pentecost has nothing to do with Christians.
Please turn this tape over for the continuation of this message.
Christians do not celebrate Pentecost. So if you say, well, I'm not a Pentecost, you don't have to be a Pentecost. Baptists are not Pentecost. Anglicans are Christians and they don't have anything to do with Pentecost. So Holy Ghost is not for Pentecost. It's for Christians. And we have to stop dividing God's people. The Baptists say we are Baptists. We have nothing to do with Pentecost. Pentecost says we are Pentecost. We don't do anything with Anglicans. So you got Anglicans and then you got the Baptists and then you got the, what do you call them? The Catholic, Roman Catholic, the Lutherans, the Charismatic. They're all weird. What we ought to have is Christians. So no matter what name they go by, we must bridge the gap. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just heard the Spirit of God say, that's right. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's what he just said to me. He said, that's right. Bridge the gap. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bridge the gap. Do you realize if a Baptist minister went into Pentecost church, they'll fire him? If he talked in tongues, they'll retire him from Baptist? If the Anglican came back laying hands on people, they'll ostracize him? It's all nonsense. But it shows how backsliding the Church of Jesus Christ really is. It's so backsliding. But I tell you, there is a move. That's why we're all here tonight. Something is brewing. Glory. Oh, hallelujah! I said, something is happening. You know, Ezekiel was by the valley of dry bones. He said, I looked into the valley and the bones were very dry. And God said, son of man, can these bones live? He said, thou knowest. Then God said, now, son of man, prophesy unto these bones. He didn't say arrange them. He said, prophesy to these bones and say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God shall cause breath to come into you and you shall live. Oh, my goodness. He said, as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was a shaking. What do you think that shaking is? He said, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. Just look back last few months, there was a noise in August. There was a shaking from September to December. He said, the flesh covered them. First of all, he said, bone came to his bone. Quickly. Hallelujah. Then it was covered with muscle, skin. He said, but there was no breath. Now they were lying there as slain. But they've been covered. They're no longer dry bones. We will get there. I'm not talking about us here. Listen, we passed that place a long time ago. I'm telling you, we're not singing, revive us, oh God. No, we're asking, oh God, revive your work in the midst of the years. See, we're praying for the revival of the work of God all over the world. You understand? But you see, before we can pray like that, we must have been up. We are burning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. See, that we are busy. I don't just mean just busy for God. We're busy with the Lord. The Lord doesn't have time to waste. We're busy. See, God is busy. And we're busy with Him. Because, see, when you plug in with God, every time you pray, the Spirit of God shows you visions. Look at the meeting we're having here. How did I get to know that we should have these meetings? I was praying one night. And while praying, the Spirit of God opened my eyes. And I saw this vision. And I saw this meeting with all the people here like this. Any major step we take is based on the Spirit of God giving direct, clear, evident guidance. No assumptions. And this is what the Spirit of God wants to do in our lives as individuals. When you walk like this, your life and ministry, your job will be supernatural.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For inquiries, kindly call +1-869-664-4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.